Chapter 3. Conversation with a Caterpillar. Now, Alice said to herself, first, I must get a little bigger, and second, I must find my way into that beautiful garden. I think that will be the best plan. But, oh dear, how shall I get bigger? Perhaps I must eat or drink something. But the question is, what? Alice looked all around her at the flowers and the trees, but she could not see anything to eat. Then she saw a large mushroom near her. It was as tall as she was. She walked across to look at it, and there, on top of the mushroom, was a large caterpillar smoking a pipe. After a while, the caterpillar took the pipe out of its mouth and said to Alice in a slow, sleepy voice, "Who are you?" "I don't really know, sir," said Alice. "I know who I was when I got up this morning, but I have changed so often since then. I think I am a different person now."
"What do you mean by that?" said the caterpillar. "Explain yourself."
"I can't explain myself, sir," said Alice, "because I'm not myself, you know."
"I don't know," said the caterpillar.
"It's difficult to describe," Alice replied politely. "One minute I'm very small, the next minute I'm as tall as a house, then I'm small again. Usually I stay the same all day, and changing so often feels very strange to me."
"You," said the caterpillar, in a very unfriendly voice, "who are you?"
They were now back at the beginning of their conversation, which was not very helpful. Alice felt a little cross and decided to walk away.
"Come back," the caterpillar called after her. "I've something important to say."